Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Friday, July 28th. According to the Denver Post, Colorado clung to its top 10 spot for states for wind power generation capacity, but a glance into the future suggests that the state will be booted off the list. Colorado maintains 3,026 megawatts of wind capacity and is expected to add 676 megawatts once its current and planned construction projects finish. But new turbines in other states, such as North Dakota's 915 megawatts currently in construction, will likely bump Colorado down to the number 11 spot. Denmark-based wind turbine manufacturer Vestas Wind Systems, which has three Colorado plants, had 92% of the market share in the second quarter, deploying 129 turbines. Minnesota-based Xcel Energy, which is a major power supplier in Colorado, is the utility with the most installed wind capacity at 3,460 megawatts. The total nationwide capacity for wind energy is 84,405 megawatts. Wind is the nation's top source of renewable energy. Mesa Verde National Park is asking for help combating graffiti, vandalism, and littering. From Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange member KSJD, Gail Binkley has more from Cortez.
In a recent Facebook posting, park officials say they have seen more and more evidence of such behavior. Spokesperson Christy Brown tells KSJD in a recent incident, a vandal dug up prehistoric charcoal from an archaeological site and used it to rub names onto sandstone. In the Facebook post, park officials urge visitors to contact staff if they see anyone engaging in such activities. The post has been shared more than 1,300 times, and Brown says it's even made it across the pond to the Daily Mail news outlet in Great Britain. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.
According to press releases from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, Colorado's abundant and varied wildlife is one of the best things about living in the state. But no animal gets the public's attention more than moose. To celebrate the state's largest, most charismatic species, Parks and Wildlife will host the 8th Annual Grand Mesa Moose Day. The event is on Saturday, July 29th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the U.S. Forest Visitors Center on Highway 65 at the top of Grand Mesa. The Grand Mesa moose population is estimated at over 400, and statewide numbers exceed 3,000 animals. It's important to learn about the giant ungulates, including where they live, what they like to eat, how they are managed, and most importantly, how to watch them safely. State wildlife managers first brought moose to Colorado's North Park area in 1978, followed by several additional transplant projects over the next 30 years. The Grand Mesa relocation effort began in 2005, concluding 2 years later after wildlife managers transplanted a total of 91 moose from Utah and existing herds in Colorado. Moose Day activities for kids and adults include presentations about moose biology and how biologists transplant, collar, and track moose. In addition, kids can hike with a wildlife officer and try their hand at wildlife tracking using radio telemetry. There will also be a fly casting lesson taught by Parks and Wildlife staff and personnel from Cabela's. Also, the U.S. Forest Service will unveil their Agents of Discovery application on July 29th. Similar to the popular Pokemon Go, the new app is an interactive, location-based reality game, giving kids an electronic alternative to learn about wildlife habitat on the Grand Mesa. Forest Service personnel will be on hand to explain the app, teach everyone how to use it, and take users on a guided hike around Cobbett Lake. There are 15 challenger questions on this trail, and there will be 15 along Island Lake Trail. After successfully navigating all of the various stops, players can redeem a Smokey Bear bandana at the visitor center. Anyone heading to the event is reminded to be attentive, as it is increasingly likely to catch a glimpse of a moose. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is evaluating big game management in the South San Juan Mountain area in Game Management Units 80 and 81. Hunters and the public are invited to make comments about their experiences in those units on the Parks and Wildlife website at cpw.state.co.us. Public meetings were held earlier this month, Comments must be submitted by August 12th. Every 10 years, Colorado Parks and Wildlife biologists update big game management plans, which take into consideration a variety of factors, including hunter perception, harvest history, habitat availability, agricultural conflicts, forest management plans, and social issues. Public input is needed to help Parks and Wildlife draft the management plan. All stakeholder input will be considered and combined with biological data to inform a revised management plan. The planning process will take about a year. A draft of the plan will be presented to the public in the fall. Next, Colorado Parks and Wildlife staff is updating deer management plans in the Paonia North Fork area. The public is invited to a public meeting to discuss the planning effort, 6:30 p.m. August 9th in Cedar Edge. Colorado Parks and Wildlife big game managers will present information on game management units 411, 52, and 521. They'll explain the history of management in those GMUs, harvest statistics, survival trends, and habitat issues. The planning process is in its early stages and will take about a year to complete. Parks and Wildlife will also be gathering input from the public through online surveys. And last, Colorado Parks and Wildlife will celebrate Colorado Day, Monday, August 7th, by offering free entrance to all 41 state parks. Colorado Day was created by the state legislature to mark the anniversary of statehood, granted in 1876 by President Ulysses S. Grant. Free entrance at the state parks is an annual Colorado Day tradition. Although the state celebrates its 141st birthday on August 1st, state parks will only offer free entrance on August 7th. All other fees, including camping and reservations, will remain in effect on August 7th. There are a huge variety of recreational opportunities at all Colorado state parks. Float your boat or kayak or raft a river. View diverse wildlife and a multitude of bird species. Catch fish, hike, explore by geocaching, ride some of the best trails in the state, or go horseback riding. Teach your children to fish, camp, or learn about nature. Climb a challenging rock face, fly a kite, or ride your bike. Come play all day, enjoy a picnic, and stay for the sunset. This Colorado Day, be sure to get out to a state park for a fun-filled day that the whole family can enjoy. Colorado Parks and Wildlife manages 41 state parks, more than 300 state wildlife areas, all of Colorado's wildlife, and a variety of outdoor recreation. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Friday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.